John Reddick on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Great reminder there. We have no reason to fear or be afraid because God is there for us.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a little fear and trepidation right now as we move into one of your favorite segments of the morning show. I'll confess, it's one of mine too. What day is it?
What day is it? It's the last day of June.
Yes.
June's done after today.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Last day of it. So, June 30th, there are holidays to celebrate. Of course there are.
Mm.
Come on. Every day of the year, there are holidays.
Yes.
So, two of these are real in this list, and one of them is fake.
Okay.
I made it up. You and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day.
Okay.
That's how the game's played. We got Cornbread and Community Day.
Cornbread and Community.
It celebrates the tradition of getting together, like a potluck, but make sure there's cornbread.
Yum.
Because it's good stuff.
I love cornbread.
Had some cornbread muffins over the weekend that were good. Very good.
Yeah.
Some honey, some butter. Okay.
Makes my blood sugar soar.
Is it cornbread or a cupcake? I don't know. And then we have a National Meteor Watch Day.
Ooh.
Lots of meteor showers occur throughout the year. Today's a day to celebrate that. Go out and look. If you can see through the clouds, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one in a while, but it's because I'm not looking. Yeah.
You know, I actually have tried. It doesn't always work, but I try and take a certain weekend in the summer to actually like sit outside overnight and watch a meteor shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in mid-August.
Yeah, I forget which one it's called, but
is it the Perseids?
That sounds like it.
I think so. Yeah.
And when I do look for them, even on a normal night, you can usually see like four an hour, but I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah.
And then finally here we got National OOTD Day.
Huh?
OOTD stands for Outfit of the Day. It's apparently a Gen X term. As
what?
A Gen Xer who's never heard of this. anyway, so you wear the outfit of the day, or you focus on it on social media or whatever.
Huh?
National OOTD Day.
Now,
this is a hard sell, isn't it? Outfit of the day.
What? I mean, aren't I a Gen Xer?
Yeah, so am I.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, anyway. the short form of the term originated on social media when bloggers and fashion icons would post their outfits on platforms,
Because I totally do this.
Yes. So I am currently wearing my outfit of the day. It's a Kinship shirt.
I'm wearing Kinship logo wear myself.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
It's like we're going somewhere and we're not.
we're stuck here in a little studio bubble.
But we're branded. That's fine. Yeah, cool. There's your options.
Where do these come from?
Have fun.
What? This is painful.
Yeah. Two of these are from my normal source. I didn't have to dig for
perfectly normal sources.
The one is not.
Normal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. Cornbread and community.
Cornbread and community.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love the idea. Love the concept. I love me some good cornbread. Yum. National Meteor Watch Day. I could see that as you look up. They're not happening
right now.
They're not happening right now.
It's cloudy. I wouldn't be able to see them coming. Probably wouldn't be able to see them coming anyway.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I sense like a doomsday movie. Coming. And then National OOTD, Outfit of the Day.
I think they just call it National Outfit of the Day Day.
Well, why not?
Maybe that's why, because it has a little redundant at the end. National Outfit of the Day Day.
I'm not very hip on the whole social media thing and the whole Gen X thing. I don't know.
Stay tuned for the burning question of the social media thing. That's coming up.
This is going to be very educational this morning. All right. Well, the one I don't like, not because necessarily that it's probably one you made up, but it's just, I don't like it. I just don't like it. Is National OOTD Day. Let's call that one you made up.
Okay, you think I made that one up?
Sure.
You're wrong.
You've got to be kidding.
That's a real day.
You're kidding.
I I don't know.
What. I'm going to have to dust off my Instagram page and take a look around, I guess.
I have a feeling this is for a very specific circle of like fashion people.
I think I've posted on Instagram like 4 times ever. Wow.
Well, right. I have it set that when I post to Facebook, it also posts to Instagram. So then I'm always...
Well, bless you, Ryan.
Otherwise, I wouldn't. Just bless you. I'm not an Instagram guy, so anyway.
I'm lucky I post on Facebook. Yeah. Okay. So we have cornbread or meteors?
cornbread or meteors. You eat your cornbread while you watch the meteor shower.
Okay. I'm going to say then... You made up cornbread in Community Day. Okay.
Yeah. This is another total fabrication by Ryan. There's no such day, sadly, because really? Cornbread's so good.
I know.
I thought the meteor watch one might trick you up because I don't know why that's today. There's no meteor shower that's happening today. There's all kinds of famous ones throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't this day be in August during the one that you like? Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's National Meteor Watch Day.
Well, I mean... Summer's a great time to go watch meteor showers happen, sometimes.
They happen every night. So
they're out there.
Yeah. They're usually too late for me. So I'm not going to stay up. But you can.
There you go.
We'll do a different list tomorrow.
Okay.
I guarantee you there'll be something. Here's Lifeline from Hannah Kerr, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.